This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Sudha, S-U-D, Sudha, S-U-D-H-A. Date of birth is 9/23/1953. Date of service. Miss Sood is a very pleasant 71-year-old female with history of hypertension, chronic low back pain, status post L4-5 fusion, history of hypothyroidism, degenerative joint disease. Was admitted to the hospital after she had fallen. Patient had a failed attempt of spinal cord stimulator placement, which was complicated by a hematoma. She suffered a fall at her home. She hit her head. She was brought to the emergency room. Imaging did show no acute fracture. Hematoma was noted. She was having significant pain. Imaging was done. We did show L5 spinous process fracture as well as L1 transverse process fracture and S1, S2 median sacral crest displaced fracture. Neurosurgery was consulted, was recommended no surgical interventions. Patient was placed in a TLSO brace. Patient was also seen by ortho who did not recommend any surgical intervention. Patient was otherwise doing better. Her pain was being controlled with oxycodone. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complain of pain, but said that the oxycodone has been helping her. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, lower back pain, lumbar hematoma, post failed attempt at stimulator placement. My surgical history has been significant for L4-5 fusion surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to sulfa. Current medications reviewed and is documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. She denies any history of TIA or CVN, no history of focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal complaints of pain in her lower back, complaints of weakness in her legs, difficulty walking. history of numbness and tingling in his her feet. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and is documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils wiggled round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, one plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one. Status post fall. Next. L1 transverse process fracture. Next. S1 medial crest fracture. L5 spinous process fracture. Multiple traumatic injuries. Next, hypertension. Next, lower extremity swelling. Next, history of thyroid nodules. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue her current medications. Continue with pain control. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Encourage her to drink enough fluids. She will A bowel regimen would be initiated. Will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Douglas Lebeau, LEBEAU, Douglas DOUGLAS. Date of birth is 7/19/1955. Date of service. Date of service is 3/3/2025. Mr. Lebeau is a very pleasant ...69-year-old male with history of rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension, normal pressure hydrocephalus, status post VP shunt placement, history of depression, history of sleep apnea, history of arthritis and degenerative joint disease, who was admitted to the hospital after he suffered a fall. Patient states that he had a fall on Saturday when he stumbled and his right leg bended. He was using a brace, but 2 days later, he was going upstairs when his right leg gave up and he fell backwards. He did hit his head, denied any loss of consciousness. He was seen in the emergency room. CT scan of the head and his spine was negative for any fractures or any injuries. Shunt was well positioned. CT of the lower extremity showed acute fracture of the inferior patellar enthesophyte and anterior knee hematoma. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic was consulted. Patient was placed in an immobilizer. patient underwent knee replacement surgery, was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he states that he is doing better, his pain is improved, he denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, normal pressure hydrocephalus, status post shunt placement, history of fall, history of degenerative joint disease, anxiety, history of frontotemporal dementia, prediabetes, peripheral venous insufficiency, history of sleep apnea, depressive disorder, past surgical history has been significant for shunt placement, knee surgery, social history, smoking, none, alcohol, none, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, denies any history of MI, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. He does have history of GERD, genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, he does have history of normal pressure hydrocephalus, history of frontotemporal dementia, status post, history of VP shunt placement, no history of TIE or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, musculoskeletal, complaints of knee pain, history of fall, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle run on reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart swellness 2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Right knee in brace. Immobilizer. Impression. Number 1, fall. Next, right knee avulsion fracture. Next, status post surgery. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of normal pressure hydrocephalus. Status post shunt placement. History of sleep apnea. History of DJD. History of frontotemporal dementia. Next, anxiety slash depression. Treatment plan. Patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Continue pain control. Consult physical and occupational therapy. Encourage him to drink enough fluids. Eat better. Other medications. Will monitor his progress. bowel regimen would be initiated. We'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.